Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's Jeff Orlowski and the franchise, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Miller Park. Game one goes to the Philadelphia Phillies 6-4. The final, and welcome everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen and the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, Sam Schmitz is here. And the Brewers, it was a good half a game. That's what it was, as we take a look at a little inventory here. I don't know if you guys realize this. We'll get to some Jimmy Nelson conversation in just a little bit. Stick around for that, because the Brewers did reinstate the Brewers right-hander. So we'll explain what sort of ramifications that has. But did you realize, a rough work week is a rough work week? Sometimes you have a rough Monday through Friday, right? You have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
You have, it's a bad run that you were on, something, you get in a fight with your boss or something. One of those types of weeks.
Uh-huh. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. Did you realize that our Milwaukee teams, basketball and baseball, through this work week, Monday through Friday, have won collectively one single game?
That's not good.
It just dawned on me about a half hour ago.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until you brought it up. But yeah, that's a pretty bad week.
One game between the two teams in a full work week, Monday through Friday. We've got one victory, Milwaukee. Well, it's better than none, but it is only one, as the Brewers fall tonight 6-4, the final. There'll be better work weeks, promise you.
There better be.
Yeah, it's going to start Monday when the Bucks win Game 7.
Okay.
And the Brewers win Game 1 of a two-game set against the Twins. See, there's some wishful thinking right there. Brewers did fall in this one 6-4, the final. I question a little bit of what Craig Counsell did tonight with his pitching decisions. I don't know. Sam and I were trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure it out in the fifth inning. So Chase Anderson only goes four tonight, and we'll get to that in a second. But in the fifth, it's Matt Albers. But then in the sixth and seventh, it's Freddy Peralta.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I get that part.
Seems a little backwards. Right? Seems a little backwards.
Chase, tonight, four innings of work?
Yes.
And then Matt Albers for one?
Yes.
Freddy Peralta for two?
Yes.
Giving up a run in both?
Yes.
Why is Freddy Peralta the long man? Is he sort of a bullpen guy now?
You would think that he would be the long man, considering all of spring training and the beginning of the season he was stretched out as a starter.
I just wonder about that. And Sam, the first thing I thought of was, well, maybe the pitcher spot was coming up in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then they needed Matt Albers, just a one-inning guy. You didn't want to waste your long man with just a one inning. See where I'm going?
Yeah.
But the pitcher didn't bat. The pitcher spot wasn't up. Yelich was leading off the bottom of the fifth.
Right.
So that wasn't a factor. So then Sam over here, the astute baseball guy he is, he said, well, it was at the lower part of the order in the bottom of the fourth inning. And you're thinking, well, you already had Albers up. You're thinking just the ones. Keston Hira ended up getting a hit. And then it extended to Jesus and his So you're thinking, well, you didn't want to sit him down right away and get your long guy up, and then you would scramble the Jets, and he wouldn't have enough time to get warmed up properly. So I guess you could say that, but then were you sleeping on the job, and you didn't have them both up?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's a nice lipstick on a pig kind of way to look at it. You know, I definitely looking for the positives right there, and I give Sam a ton of credit. But it's either Council was caught napping and not thinking it through clearly, or he just made a mistake, because you don't go to Albers before you go to Freddy.
Not normally, no. There had to be a reason. Now, you could say it's matchups. I didn't delve all the way into it to see who was coming up, and maybe he liked the splits, Albers going against the three guys coming up in the fifth rather than Peralta. Get through these three guys and then turn Peralta loose. But if Freddy Peralta is a long man, it wouldn't matter then, right? He's going to face six, seven, eight batters anyway. He's going to go one time through the order. You want him to mop up, you know, at least a couple of innings if he's considered somewhat of a long man.
Right.
I don't know.
And, you know, since he started out in the starting lineup, you know, you wouldn't be really scared of, you don't want Freddie to swing the bat, but, you know, it's not something that's completely foreign to him. You'd rather have Freddie Peralta at the plate than Matt Albers at the plate if it, you know.
I think so.
If it got there.
Just based on youthful energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And maybe, like you said, maybe because, you know, when Albers came in, it was the top of the order. And, you know, maybe they didn't want Freddie. But, you know, the whole thing and the reason why they used Hauser as the opener, that one start for Peralta, which was supremely successful, is that Freddie wasn't good in the first inning. Well, you know.
A first inning. His first inning.
Right.
So wouldn't the pressure be higher if the man does not pitch well in his first inning of work? Wouldn't the pressure be even more on Freddy Peralta when he's thrust into a tie ball game?
Yeah.
And then he has to pitch his first inning in a tie ball game deeper into the game.
Right.
That would provide more pressure. They need to figure out what's going on with Freddy Peralta.
Hello.
They got to figure it out. That's one thing they need to figure out. Chase Anderson deserves another start. Let me just start there. He deserves another start, right? Does everyone agree with that?
One more, but he's got to go more than four innings.
Okay, fair enough. We have to see some progress from Chase Anderson.
Yeah.
Because guess who's waiting? Guess who's waiting for the phone to ring?
James Nelson.
Indeed. So, Chase, sorry, dude. Love you, bro. I've known you for a few years now. But, dude, it's time. It's really time. If we got to run a starter out there every five games knowing full well that the max he's going to give us is five innings, then I'm sorry. I can't do it. So be prepared for a change in the starting rotation. Craig Council has some comments, too. We'll have that for you some hours ago prior to the game. He had some comments on Jimmy Nelson. But let me go over the game recap for you. In the first inning tonight, Andrew McCutchen, he's starting to become, again, a Brewer killer.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Only he's wearing a different uniform. He leads off the game with a double. ABC Baseball, Gene Segura, deep fly ball moves him over. Bryce Harper, ABC Baseball, sack fly, brings him in. It's one zip. That's all Chase gives up, just the one. Brewers with two outs, battle back. Ryan Braun with an infield single. And Mike Moustakas puts the Brewers on the board.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was...
you got that.
I've got that. I sure do. Here is good old Mike Moustakas.
There it is.
Moustakas lines one down the right field line. Braun on his way to third, and he's going to try to score. Here comes the relay. It is late. Braun is in. Moustakas with an RBI double.
We'll take that right there as the Brewers battle back to tie the game. Chase gives the lead right back in the second. One out, back-to-back doubles, play to run. It's 2-1. Brewers get it back in the bottom half of the second. How about Orlando Arcia, one-man rally?
There's Arcia, hit well. Center field, that is back, and that one is gone. Orlando Arcia ties it.
Yeah, we got us a ball game here. 2-2 to the third inning. Chase, a scoreless third, and the Brewers getting back at it. Bottom half after a flyout by Kane. How about the major league leader in home runs? He hits number 20.
charts.
There's a swing and a drive to right. And Yelich gives the Brewers the lead. A majestic fly ball. Just sneaks it inside the fair pole.
After a ground out by Braun, Mike Moustakas earns a walk. And another run comes in, this time off the bat of Yasmani Grandal.
All right.
So just waiting. That ball's ripped into the gap right center. Let's see if Moustakas can score. He's on his way to third. The ball is bobbled. And now Moustakas being sent home. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Moustakas scores. It's 4-2 Brewers.
4-2 into the fourth inning. Chase gives a run back in that fourth inning. A leadoff base hit. Actually, two of them to start off the inning. Had a chance later on in the inning with two outs, runners at the corners, but an infield single plates that run for the Phils. 4-3 to the bottom of the fourth. Keston Hira, his one hit in a 1-for-4 night in the bottom half. Brewers do not play to run there. Matt Albers on the pitch, the top of the fifth inning. Chase's day is done. Four innings, three runs on six hits. And Albers into some trouble in the top of the fifth inning. One out base hit by Segura, RBI double by Harper ties the game. However, the inning did end on a gem of a catch from Lorenzo Cain. I don't know if you have that one. Do you have that?
I've got it.
Check this out. Gold Glover, Lorenzo Cain.
High fly ball, center field. Lorenzo Cain on the run. And
these highlights from Fox Sports Wisconsin, just Brian Anderson, just a pro, man. Crew with a golden opportunity in the bottom of the fifth inning. This is right here, the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Check out all the details with our favorite plumber there. First and third, bottom of the fifth inning, and they don't get anything. Yelly leads off with a walk. Braun then with a base hit to first and third. Nobody out, guys. Strikeouts to Moose and Grandal. And a caught stealing in an attempt to steal a run right there with Brawny and Yelich on the base pass. Okay, A for effort, but didn't look good. Freddy Peralta on for the sixth. Yeah, okay.
Then the wheels come off.
Yep, he gives up a run after two outs in the sixth. To make it 5-4 Phils, Brewers nothing. Freddy Peralta, another run in the seventh, a Rhys Hoskins home run. Yeah, that makes it 6-4, and there's your final. Corbin Burns, a couple of scoreless innings, and there's your final. 7-9-9-12-50. What did the Brewers do with Freddy Peralta? Seriously, guys. What did they do with him? Young kid has shown so much promise. He has some first-inning issues. His ERA coming in to today was 5.79. I heard Uecker say his ERA is, quote, a little testy. that's what he said. All right, let's go to Roger. Roger, you're on the fan. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were discussing Peralta. If I could, with Braun, I mean, is it just me, but is he noticeably deficient with his play in the outfield this year? Have you guys noticed it?
Yeah, it looks a little lacking this year comparative to. But that's age, though, Roger. You know that, man. These guys... I'm not necessarily making excuses, but it is the reality of it. He's never really been a very, very good defensive outfielder. I think he's been a smart outfielder. He's hidden some flaws out there. I've always called it for years and years. He plays it middle of the fairway, guys. He does. He knows when to gamble, and he knows when to just... Wouldn't you rather have it that way than bumbling and stumbling away yourself around the outfield? I've questioned his eyesight at times, but good gosh, he can hit the baseball. You'd think he can catch it. How many times you see him out in the outfield, you know, squinting and getting the sun's in his eyes, and not just at Miller Park. It's been other parks too.
That, you know, that's interesting because that's what I was thinking. Is it common that those defensive skills, gauging the ball, it's one of the first things to go with the
I wonder. I do. I do wonder. I don't think so. I think it's more of a physical thing. But this is nothing new. This is nothing new. The eyesight thing from Ryan Braun, it isn't. He's constant. You remember Roger years ago when Ricky Weeks had to yell down the bench and say, "Hey man, the sun's not going anywhere. Stop griping about the sun out there." And if that's the case, then change some of the I shouldn't say flaws at Miller Park. That's not fair. But I don't know, close some panels or close the roof or do whatever you got to do when the sun gets at a certain level to play baseball.
And I just thought he's looking more and more like Eric Thames out there.
Oh, I don't know if it's that bad. All right, thank you, Roger. I don't know if it's that bad.
No, it's not. And, you know, Ronnie always surprises me because, you know, I never really gave him a lot of credit for his defense, you know, throughout the course of his career up here. But then, you know, there's times that he just flashes the leather.
He does.
Dives for balls. And, you know, every time you see him diving for one, you always hold your breath because you don't know if that's going to be a stint on the IL or not.
Right.
But, you know, he can flash some leather out there, too. You know, obviously he's no Lorenzo Cain. He's no Christian Yelich. But, you know, for the most part, Brawny is more than serviceable. And there's no way I would compare him with Thames right now.
He is an all-around, and I think it's safe to say, a great baseball player.
Yeah.
All told, his whole career, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, fair enough. The spark of the game, I got to call that Christian Yelich and his major league leading 20th home run in the loss today, 6-4 final. But there's a bright spot right there. Spark of the game brought to you by Current Electric. We'll take a break. I want you to think about what the Brewers should do with Freddie Peralta. You guys know enough about Freddie Peralta. Nice crowd coming out of Miller Park tonight. Wish I was there, man. I really do. But what do you do with Freddie Peralta? Is he a bullpen guy? And if so, what role in the bullpen? So you have bullpen, starter, or minor leagues. There's your choices. What to do with Freddie Peralta? Because I think I know what I'm going to do with him.
Well,
and we'll tell you after the break, but bullpen, starting pitcher, or back to the minors.
He took option D away because he's pitched his way out of being trade bait.
No, I think at his age, Jeff, though, at his age, I think there's still some quite a bit of value there. I do.
Really?
I do.
You think you're going to get something even halfway decent for Freddie?
Yeah, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it depends. Let's say you got to put a comp to it, though. What's a comparable? Like a Joaquin Soria? You know, a guy like that?
Soria was pretty darn good.
Yes.
I would go lower than that.
A rental, though. Right. You got to consider that, though.
True. Yeah, maybe. I'm still thinking lower.
Okay,
but
so you want to add in the fourth choice, trade bait?
Sure.
Okay, so starter, bullpen, minor leagues, or trade bait?
Yeah.
That's Freddie Peralta. Those are your choices. 414-799-1250. They're going to have to figure something out with him. First of all, he's going to have to figure, well, that's going to give you a clue as to what my choice is. He's going to have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Did a couple of shows with Gary Ellerson this week. What does he call it? Bros play or bros pros or?
I don't know.
The essence was, at some point, the onus is on the player. You can only do so much coaching. And he needs to figure it out, too. He can get some guidance here and there. But they have to put him they always say, you know, manager, coaches, head coaches, whatever, put your players in a position to succeed. What's that best position for Freddie Peralta to succeed? You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. As the Brewers fall in game one of this weekend set, it's a three-gamer against the Phillies. Told you, those Phillies are tough, man. 6-4 final. We'll be back on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, with the Bucs doing what they're doing, it almost feels like the Brewers haven't played in like a week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it was just only Wednesday. And those of you just tuning in, it's a tough work week. We started out the show with an observation, and that was between the Brewers and our Bucks, our Milwaukee teams here, Monday through Friday, collectively between the two teams, there's one win. That's not a good work week.
No, it's not.
It's really not. Everyone lives. Everyone's alive, right?
Oh, it could definitely be worse.
Okay.
It could definitely be worse.
Well, instead of 1-4, it could be 0-5. So they did get the win on Wednesday. The Brewers did. But outside of that, man, a tough, tough week Monday through Friday between the Brewers and the Bucks. We'll get to our drive of the game in just a second. Brewers fall in game one of the three-game weekend series, 6-4 the final. And, David, we're talking about Freddy Peralta. What would you do with him? It's a serious question, and it needs some addressing, and the organization needs to figure it out. Is he a starter? Is he a bullpen guy? Is he a minor league pitcher? Or we added the addendum, trade bait.
Hey, Tim, you're my favorite of all time. Hi, Bob. I'm the David from Madison. I left the 18-inning game just for reference point when you and Baby Tosh were doing a show.
Nice.
You left when?
I stayed for the whole 18 innings.
Oh, nice.
I was going back to Madison that night, and both of them were amazed.
Yeah, you were definitely the rock star that night, David. I'll give you that for sure, man.
Hype Bomb, you're solid, too. You bring the straight fire.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What I want to say about Peralta was I'd leave him in the bullpen myself to hone that craft. And don't forget that the June 1st thing with giving up the draft, pick is coming up soon too, so you might have a surprise coming.
They could have a surprise coming,
but David Stearns.
Oh, for sure, he's going to make moves, Dave. Yeah. You know that he will make some moves this year. Will happen.
Shout out to Corbin. He got his ERA below double digits tonight too.
That's true. A couple of scoreless innings for Corbin Burns. All right, David. Safe trap.
One, two.
Both of them.
Awesome.
Thanks, too.
Nice. That's awesome. Nice. Check in with us over the weekend, all right?
Take care, buddy.
All right. Yeah. He wants him to stay in the bullpen. There's some bullpen issues here. There are some bullpen issues here. There are. I love the way Council handles the bullpen. I think we all, generally speaking, do. Let me just get the wrench and go drive of the game in here. Off Fox Sports Wisconsin. It's Christian Yelich. We know him. We love him. And he leads the league in home runs.
Charge. There's a swing and a drive to right. And Yelich gives the Bulls the lead. A majestic fly ball. Just sneaks it inside the fair pole.
All right, there he is, Christian Yelich, number 20 on the season as the Brewers fall 6-4 the final. Freddy Peralta, here's how Chase Anderson is involved. Now, I don't know if someone needs to find out if their philosophy is to have a long man in the bullpen, or is that old school?
No, you definitely need one.
Do you?
You, of course you need one.
All right, well, then who is he?
You know, that's the thing, is if you ship Freddy out and, you know, you send him down or he's trade bait and you bring in somebody else, and, you know, obviously if they bring in a long man, a quote-unquote long man in a trade instead of a closer, you're going to lose your natural mind. But, you know, do you trust Adrian Hauser more than you would Freddie in that long man role?
I'm getting there, yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of getting there with Adrian.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I am. He's been pitching much better. And he is versatile.
You know, my only concern is I am happy with the Brewers bullpen for the most part. Okay. I do not want Junior Guerra to be your long man.
No.
Because I think Junior Guerra is more fit with his stuff as a late inning guy.
I agree.
Seventh, eighth, or ninth guy.
Agreed.
You know, if they get back to using Hader like they did last year and you use him to shut down six or seven, then you can use Guerra and Jeffress, some combination, eight and nine. Something like that. I like Guerra more towards the end. So I, even though he's been a starter forever, I would not have Guerra as my long man.
So Chase has earned the right. Chase Anderson, tonight's starter, has earned the right, I believe, to get one more start.
Yeah, I would say one more.
Okay. So if that doesn't go the way he wants it to, the way the Brewers want it to, then is it all right if Freddie Peralta goes down? Of our choices, Freddie Peralta, starter, bullpen guy, minor league guy, or trade? I'm saying minor league guy as a starter. The upside is better if Freddie Peralta figures it out to be a starter. Because we've seen him at his best.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen him earlier this year in Cincinnati. Outstanding. Two-hit, eight innings, shutout ball.
Yeah, his first start of the year.
We've seen him at his best, his major league debut. 2.8 million strikeouts against the Rockies, Mother's Day. You remember that?
Almost exactly, of course.
A year ago.
Yep.
So I think the upside is better if Freddie figures it out as a starter. That being said, Freddie, down. Chase into the long man role, and Jimmy Nelson into the rotation. Now, what they did with Jimmy Nelson today, you have the council stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get some council. See, here's what they did. They reinstated Jimmy Nelson off the 60-day IL, and he is reinstated, you know, obviously 40-man roster, and then they optioned him to AAA, which means he's like on the doorstep. He can be called up anytime. But here's what Council had to say on that move.
And it's really for him to just to continue to, you know, to get back to where, you know, we think he can get to. We think he's making good progress. He's answered the health questions. And I think he's on his way back. I think at this point, you know, an option was, you know, kind of for us, what we thought was best for the roster and best for him to continue on a regular schedule of pitching.
Now, granted, Jimmy Nelson, from all accounts, was not pleased with this decision.
Right.
He believes he's ready. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Absolutely.
I would want Jimmy Nelson. I'd be disappointed if Jimmy Nelson wasn't disappointed.
Of course.
Or wasn't, you know, upset or whatever. So it does come down to when. And quite frankly, Chacin, Davies, Woodruff. I mean, those we're fine. Gio Gonzalez, we're fine with those four, right?
Right.
All right, so at least the Chase spot open for Jimmy. Here's more on Council, what he had to say on Jimmy Nelson's performances.
I think we got to look at our roster a little bit too. I think that's the other thing that's going on. I think we got a bunch of guys pitching really well right now in our rotation. So, you know, if we have injuries, I think it's a different conversation, or some other performance issues, a different conversation. But, you know, so it's, I think it's at this point, it's also more than, you know, I think part of it's Jimmy. I think part of it's we got some guys throwing the ball pretty well.
Okay, so it's performances not only of Jimmy Nelson, but as we just said, the other guys too.
Well, that is AKA Chase has been, you know, pretty okay as a starter.
Okay, yes.
We're happy where we're at, and then obviously he only goes four innings. Today, another short start, another huge pitch count. Just couldn't command anything, and he paid the price for it. So now, after tonight, you know, it doesn't look as good as it did going into today.
And for those of you that are considering an option of Jimmy Nelson being in the bullpen, no, Craig Counsell says no.
At this point, it's not in play. And I think, you know, I think just kind of continuing on this routine for him, I think, is important. And look, we're going to need starting pitching, and we're going to need innings from Jimmy Nelson during the season, and we plan on that. So at this point, it's not an option, and we're going to keep him as a starter.
So that's out. He's going to be a starter.
Yeah, like he should be.
I agree. But when? Chase, tick, tick, tick. Clock is ticking on you, buddy. It just is. I hate the fact that Chase Anderson was so good a couple of years ago. I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Right. I know. He was so good 2 years ago, so bad last year. And he, you know, the thing with Chase, you know, when he was in the bullpen to start out the season, he did not pitch well. Then he gets moved to the starting rotation, and he had three fantastic, phenomenal starts.
But still not long starts, but they were decent starts, yes.
Yeah, good numbers, you know, still only going five, something like that, but they were definitely impressive. Now the wheels are falling off again, and now we're at, what, May 24th. So by the time Chase comes back up in the rotation, you're looking at, what, the 29th? He's at his second put-up-or-shut-up outing of the year, and we're not even in June.
No. And it's a tipping point not only for him in this rotation this year, in the 2019 championship season, but I'll go one further. And I hate to do this to him, but this is just the way it is. I think sort of a career tipping point for Chase Anderson.
Yeah.
I do. I think that's the struggles and the injuries certainly didn't help last year, and the struggles and the whatnot and the bad luck, and we get all that. But it's compounded here where he's at now. And that is, who, raise your hand if you think Chase is going to rattle off 7 2/3 anytime soon. It just doesn't appear like he's, is he going to give you 4 or 5 solid? This wasn't a whole, again, it's 4 innings. You can't call it horrible. I don't think it in any way is good. He didn't give up 30 runs. It was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Did he keep his team? You could almost look at this as a, sort of a bullpen game. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect, but 4 innings, 3 runs, you're still in the ball game. You got a good offense. I don't know, man. It's there's still some adjustments that are being made here in the 2019 championship season, for sure. After the loss tonight, Brewers 29-23. Still, hey, we're going to continue to remind you, it's been a challenge here through the first 52 games. Been a challenge. Is it a mess? Is it a train wreck? Nowhere near. The things could be so much worse. Most teams, a lot of teams, would be nowhere near 6-over with the challenges the Brewers have had.
You got that right, 100%. And, you know, that's why, even with the fact that they've won one game since, what did you say, Monday?
Well, they've had 2 off days in there, so.
Right, but, you know, they're in good shape. They still are at a phenomenal start to the season, in my opinion, because of what they've had to deal with and who they played. The Brewers are in great shape as of right now for the rest of the season.
We're doing a little forward thinking with this rotation here, and namely Freddie Peralta, Chase Anderson, and Jimmy Nelson. Those are the 3 that are involved here. It's that simple. It's those 3. It's not Junior Guerra going back to the starting rotation.
No.
It's not Corbin Burns going back into the rotation. It's these 3, Freddie Peralta, Chase Anderson, and Jimmy Nelson. And there's a trifecta right there that is going to be interesting. Forward Thinking brought to you by Forward Financial Partners at FFPWI.com. What do you think with Freddie Peralta, though? That's first and foremost. And that is, figure it out. Go figure it out. As a starter, I think the organization should think that your best case scenario for Freddie Peralta is that he's a starter. Go let him work his craft. Go let him figure it out. A lot of this is done internally. You can get some guidance, Rick Sweet down there. You can get some guidance on some pitching philosophies, extra game film. You can look at and do a lot of things. But you need to do it and figure it out internally because your stuff is there. It's some stuff that fastball is pretty magical. It is when it's on.
It can be.
It's devastating. So go figure it out. That's the first thing. Will they do it anytime soon? I think probably. You're going to have to make room for Jimmy Nelson, and it can't be long. 799-1250, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey here after a Brewers 6-4 loss.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
6-4, Brewers fall in game one of this three-game set. I told you, man, Philly's a good baseball team. They really are. They're going to be there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They're going to be right there. You could see this as a playoff matchup. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
No.
Braves, no. I think the Phillies are a little bit better. I thought coming into the season, Braves were better than the Phils, and I don't think that anymore.
I was still on Team Phillies. I thought the Braves overachieved last season. I kind of expected them to take a little dip. But the Braves are still kind of doing better than I thought that they would going in. So they're still surprising me a little. And, you know, right now, the Braves are six games over. So
yep, they're a good team too.
You know, I thought they'd end the season probably four, five games over. But I didn't think that they would be... you know, they're sitting right on the coattails of the Phillies, only a game and a half back.
Let's see who got lit up. Since we're talking about Freddie Peralta, I mean, he did only give up two runs in two innings of work. He's now 2-2 is his mark. He has started six games. He's had nine appearances, so six starts, three out of the pen. His ERA is now 5.97.
Yeah.
His whip is 1.5.
Yeah, that's not good.
And we're going to still give him the baseball. Honestly, guys, I've got nothing against Freddie Peralta. I think he's got a future. I do. As a starter. And as I said, go back down to the minors, figure it out. Because sometimes you need to do that. This organization has pulled back no punches with moving people back to the minors.
No, and there's a reason why these guys have so many minor league options.
Yeah.
It's because it's so common. You don't just come up and, you know, and Keston Hira, you know, he's definitely, and we both expect him to make a trip back to the minors soon for Travis Shaw, but very rarely is it that you see, you know, like with Hira, a hitter who comes up and he's hitting 270.
It is rare.
You know, he's been up here, what, almost 2 weeks now, and he's hitting, you know, knocking on the door of 300, and so rare. A lot of these guys, they have to bounce back and forth until the light finally goes off, and they get it.
Yep. And this is the case with Freddie Peralta. Yep. It has to be this way. They know it. I mean, man, they know it. I would, since the bullpen is where they're at, keep in mind Corbin Burns' numbers aren't real redeeming as good. I would even give an Alex Wilson another shot. Jake Petrichka. Taylor Williams, I think, is going to be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Barnes, I think, we haven't seen the last of him.
Nope. Nor should we have. That kid's got talent.
Rather than Freddie Peralta being thrust into a tie ball game, how did we get here? Not just the long man. He wasn't the long man tonight. That floored me. It did. That surprised me, guys. He's not the long man. When you're put into the game in the sixth inning of a tie ball game, you're not the long man.
No.
You're expected to be an integral, pivotal part of that bullpen. As we speak, that's Freddy Peralta. Last year, that was Joaquin Soria.
Yeah.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. In 1 year, there will be changes. And that may be coming soon. 414-799-1250. We're going to get to Craig Counsell here in just a bit. I'm wondering how he describes Chase Anderson's outing tonight.
You know, honestly, I really hope. Well, first of all, after playing those cuts from Craig Counsell in the pregame presser,
yeah,
I think he's the one person on earth that says you know more than I do. But besides that, you know, I just hope that we're not hearing, well, I think Chase threw pretty well. You know, he missed a couple pitches, but, you know, overall I was pleased.
One in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth. So it wasn't like he got lit up per se.
And he didn't give up a walk, you know, so... You know, he's got that going for him. It was, you know, it was a slow death. It wasn't...
Paper cuts?
Yeah, paper cuts. It wasn't eight runs in the second inning. It
he
wasn't,
battled?
Yeah, you know, you can...
Good stuff. All the words that could be used, so be prepared.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he says. Like you said, when you only throw four innings and you're at 83 pitches, you know, that's not good. That's
20,
not good.
40, 60, 80. That's almost 21
per
inning.
Yeah. 21
come on, Chase. Come on,
pitches
man.
Per.
I'm rooting for him like you would not believe.
I am too. I like him. I like him. He's a likable guy. He's great with the media.
Yep.
I definitely wish nothing but the best for Chase Anderson. But like I said earlier, man, this is going to be his next start will be. The second time in this young season still, we hit the one-third mark on Sunday.
Yep.
So we're barely at the one-third mark, and he's going to have his second put-up-or-shut-up outing of this season already.
He gets two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Today was one of them.
Well, see, I thought his first start was one of them. When they brought him from the pen... And made
Dodgers.
Put him in the starting lineup
against the Dodgers,
starting rotation.
Yep.
Yeah, against the Dodgers, and he was phenomenal.
Yes.
And I thought that was his first put up or shut up.
Wasn't phenomenal in the first inning.
No, but
again, it was a scoreless performance. I remember that night. That was 4:20, by the way. Just saying.
Huh? Why would you? I'm surprised you remember.
And
that
he one. Didn't get lit up. Sam, we threw this out there on social media. You have four choices for Freddy Peralta. Starting pitcher in the big leagues, bullpen in the big leagues. The other one was go back to the minors, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That, I know that sounds a little harsh, but that's the reality of it. Or trade potential.
I think based on the results tonight in this poll, I don't think you're going to be really surprised, but most of the people are with you guys. I mean, 58% currently say C, send him back down to AAA. And then
okay.
We have 33% say they want to keep him in the bullpen. And the rest of that is like 8.3% says that they would maybe use him as trade bait.
And you would. Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But keep in mind, guys, when you trade young starting pitchers, it's commonplace. Don't think it's not. I mean, look at the Cubs rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Who's homegrown down there?
No one.
Yeah, look at the Brewers rotation as we speak right now. Who's homegrown? Woody?
Yeah.
Zach Davies outside. Chacin outside the organization. Gio outside the organization. Chase Anderson outside the organization. It's quite commonplace. No, nobody really does what the Mets did. And quite frankly, are all of them homegrown? All the way to Wheeler, Mats, Syndergaard, DeGrom, all those boys?
No.
I think most of them are.
Yeah, but
that's rare.
Yeah.
That is rare to have multiples. Brewers, Freddy Peralta, he wasn't homegrown here.
Nope.
I mean, so it's not that uncommon to trade young starting pitchers. Sometimes you get burned by it. Well, a lot of times you get burned by it, but you just don't know. You're trading for a need now. I could see that. I doubt that would happen. I wouldn't do that if I could get away with it. I want to see what Freddie Peralta. He's 20. What is he? 23 now, or is he still 22?
I'll check, but you know he's still young.
22 or 23 years old. Give him 2 years in this organization. But make sure the onus is on him to figure that out. We'll hear from Craig Counsell, and I'm buckling in.
He's 22. His birthday is coming up in about a week.
Okay, so he's about 23 years old. You still got to give him time.
Okay, so going back to what we've talked about a lot on this show and your thought about the Brewers desperately need a closer and all that.
Right.
Would you trade Freddy Peralta for an above average, let's say B, you know, right around a B, maybe a B plus closer?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think you're still more beneficial in utilizing Hader the way you want.
Okay.
Everyone gets better out there with a closer. I know Josh is 12 for 12 on saves, which is really good, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it sends a message to the other guys. Yeah, we can get to that over the weekend here, but, man, it's just Freddy Peralta was placed in the sixth inning of a tie ball game. That struck me as, like, we're here now? That's where we're at here? Coming off the off day, we're at Freddy Peralta in the sixth inning in a tie ball game. That's where we're at here in Brewerland. They lose tonight 6-4 final. Counsell next on The Fan.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
All right. The crew falls tonight 6-4 the final, and who's hot, who's not. Well, we all know a couple of these numbers. I will start with the good news. Coming into this game, the Brewers on base percentage as a team, .327.
Okay.
That's not bad.
No.
Keston Hira goes 1-for-4 tonight. What's his batting average now? I just want to make sure. .270. Yeah, make sure he's in the hot category.
Yeah.
I still think that's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. For your first 2 weeks in the bigs? Absolutely. Welcome to the show. He's putting on a show so far.
Chase Anderson, 4 innings tonight, 6 hits, 3 runs. I find that I'm finding it tough to describe myself.
It's not hot. It's not hot garbage. It's mild. Mild salsa.
Okay.
Boring.
Yeah, the mild stuff.
You know, it's boring.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get at least the medium.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you get like hot, some hot is like, I don't know, it tastes like it's just hot and there's no taste to it.
Yeah, it's just pure fire.
Right.
No flavor, just fire.
Medium permits some taste in there.
Yes, yes, it does.
Yes. So there's who's hot and who's not in the salsa world of Jeff Orlowski. Let's get to Craig Counsell. Really interested in his explanation. And I don't mean to poke fun at it. I love how these guys can describe an outing just so. Let's see if Craig Counsell does that tonight.
When you talk about your offense, you talk about wanting to put pressure inning after inning. Is that the Phillies sort of do that to your guys tonight, you feel like?
Yeah, I mean they scored in, you know, 6 innings, so they obviously, you know, they're putting up runs on the board. So yeah, I mean they did a nice job. We just you know, we couldn't get a zero up there. A couple of those innings were, you know, you're close to getting a zero up there. And we just couldn't get the zero up there. So ended up, they just kept kind of tacking on some runs, and their bullpen did a really nice job.
Looked like you guys are kind of on your way to doing the same thing, and then after the third inning, kind of.
Yeah, we did a nice job against their starter. We did a really nice job against them. Their bullpen did a good job. They pitched well.
That fifth inning, Craig, kind of stands out where you have first and thirds and sort of the core of the lineup.
Yeah, Velasquez. You know, he turned it up a little bit. He made some good pitches up in the zone to Moose and to Yaz. You know, he did look like he dialed it up a little bit. And then he located and put balls where he wanted to put them.
What can you tell us then about the play that ended that inning? I know you don't like to give away like the why there.
Yeah, no, we're trying to steal a run right there, and I thought, you know, I'd do it again. Frankly, I thought they made two really good throws. I mean, I thought Realmuto he has to make a good throw so Segura is in position to make a good throw on the run with a fast runner at third base, and they turned the ball around twice really well. So I give them credit.
What did you think of Chase, his outing today?
I thought he was okay. I mean, at times he made pitches to kind of limit the damage. The run in the fourth was just a ball that kind of squeaked through. The Franco ball is, you know, just a ball. He made a good pitch and the ball squeaked through for that third run. So, they drove the ball a little bit today on him. We had to hit for him we had a run scoring chance there. So we hit for him, but, he ended up giving three runs. I thought it definitely easily could have been two.
On that play where they took the lead in the McCutchen double, is that a catchable ball for you, or is the wall and Braun coming against the wall?
I got to take a look at that one. I can't answer that. Obviously it was against the wall. I'm not sure where the ball ended up and Braun was on the run. I'd have to take a look at it.
Is that better for Burns again today?
Yeah, he pitched great. Yeah, he pitched very well.
All right, there he is, Craig Counsell. So his explanation of Chase Anderson tonight was about what we had said. If you want to go back to that spot, I don't know if you can find it real quick, but if you can go back to that spot, that'd be great.
What, the answer on Chase Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it here in 1 second.
It was like, okay. But okay was his explanation.
Right, but give me 30 seconds to find it here. But pay attention also, because in this one answer, I counted five you knows. So, but here, I'll find it here.
You're listening for him, I agree with you that... We all do it. We all do. In having a conversation on or off the air at the ball game, we do. That's quite common. It's like the old look. Yeah. All right. So here is his answer. We were trying to figure out how you would describe Chase Anderson's outing tonight, and this is the way we came up with.
Mild salsa.
And Craig Counsell came up with this.
What did you think of Chase, his outing today?
I thought he was okay. I mean, at times he made pitches to kind of limit the damage.
Okay. Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I think I have a bigger problem with the Freddy Peralta. That's the problem I have. Have we determined that Freddy Peralta is that good, that he's a late-inning, high-leverage guy with a relatively fresh bullpen coming off the off day?
Well, 2 days off in 4 days. You had Monday off. You had Wednesday off.
I wonder if...
Or Thursday, I'm sorry. Wednesday and Thursday.
Monday, Wednesday.
No. Monday, Thursday. They had two games set.
No. You're right. I wonder if the fact that he pitched two innings, does that mean a free plane ticket?
Yeah, it could. It could. I wouldn't be surprised, especially with the names that you have down there. You know, you've got Alex Wilson, you got Petrichka, you've got Taylor Williams, you've got Jacob Andrew, you've got guys who have proven to be more effective over a longer period of time in the show than Freddy Peralta has.
But I'm not giving up on Freddy Peralta. Just moral of the story here. I'm definitely not. It would take a lot for me to even trade him. I have high hopes for him, including Corbin Burns and obviously Brandon Woodruff. All three of the guys that started out in the rotation. Last man standing, obviously, is Brandon Woodruff. He'll start on Sunday. But I still have high hopes for both Burns and Peralta. I think they may be a big part of this organization moving forward. But just as a starter right now, it's not working for Freddie. We all know that. ERA sky high. Burns giving up home run after home run. Starting to settle in a little bit better in the bullpen, I believe. I'd much prefer him there. I think he's an asset out there and will get better throughout the season. If that's where he's going to stay for the Brewers here at the big league level, I'm pretty confident that Burns is going to figure it out and perform a lot better than he did as a starter. We'll take a break. If you want to join the conversation, there's a little bit of time left for you. 414-799-1250. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey here after a Brewers 6-4 loss to the Phillies.
The Fan.
From Freddie Peralta, all this conversation about the young man. He's such a nice kid, too. Just saying. 6-4 final, Brewers fall. Game one of this three-game weekend set against the Phillies. And I do want to just, well, we'll hear from Freddie first, and then I'll get into this. Freddie Peralta, he did pitch a couple of innings, gave up a run in each of those innings. Here's what he had to say after the Brewers lost.
Today I've just kind of been coming every inning.
Yes. They did a good job, yeah. Especially the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty, I mean, of the lineups that you've seen, where are the Phillies?
They have a really good lineup. Just two lefties, but you know, still having good lineup. Yeah, they have really good hitters that are hitting really well so far.
Do you think Braun might have a play on the one McCutchen hit to the wall?
I don't know, man. So. He probably was in the right spot, but I don't know if he was able to cut that ball, you know. But he did all that he came for catch.
How's it been pitching with the bullpen?
It's really good. I feel good, comfortable, you know, and. Just keep going.
All right, there he is.
You're welcome.
Freddie Peralta pitching out of the bullpen tonight in a tie ball game.
He didn't sound too confident.
Well, I think there's a language thing there.
Well, yeah.
I think he just understands enough of the question. I feel for the kid. I couldn't imagine. I feel for the non-English speaking players. I really do, man. I know they Carlos down there does a good job and watches over that stuff, but I don't know, man. I got a lot of respect for that. I couldn't imagine me in another country like that, could you?
No.
And not being able to communicate like that, I'd lose my mind.
I would too. If I can't order dinner easily, quick and easy, so I get my food fast, I'd freak out.
Yeah, just doing the simple things and talking, just talking.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd like to talk. That'd be a tough thing. That'd be a tough thing not to understand. I feel for him. I do. But I think he's got a tremendous amount of potential. All right. Over the weekend, it is Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of times this holiday is misunderstood.
Oh, you wouldn't believe. You know, I have been to so many of my kids' things at school around Memorial Day, and the teachers don't know what Memorial Day is. Oh, yeah, and, you know, thank all the veterans that you know.
Right.
It is not about the veterans. It's about those who have died, who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. It's not about... So, you know, the Vietnam guy who came back and all that, it's about those who died in battle.
Yep, and it's to memorialize the fallen soldier, men and women that have paid that ultimate sacrifice. It is. And, yeah. and just take a couple of minutes. We all got it pretty good, man.
Yeah. The heroes of America, they don't get celebrated enough.
If you're listening to this show online and on the podcast and everything, that means you have a cell phone. It means you're probably pretty lucky in life, seriously. And by the way, you mentioned Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
The height of the Vietnam War was, I shouldn't be doing this, but I've always been sort of very interested in the Vietnam War.
Me too. I love studying about that.
If you notice the channels on TV, it's all World War I, World War II, and it's just like, bloop, just flip right over the Vietnam War.
They flip over Vietnam a lot, but you will never see anything ever about Korea.
That's true, too.
But, yeah, Vietnam does not get near the coverage and, you know, the in-depth looks at it like it should. And, like I said, you know, Korea either. And I watch those history channels a ton.
Always.
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 It's brutal.
And the height of the Vietnam War was right around 1969, right?
Yeah.
50 years to the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Yeah. I don't know. Just saying. But again, to memorialize and pay our respects to those that have served and paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'm glad you understand that, too. I learned that many years ago in radio. I got a talking to from my boss.
Well, and anybody that goes out there and says Happy Memorial Day, I just want to slap them in the face. You know, there's a reason why they say all gave some. And some gave all.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is about the some who gave all.
And we have a ton of sports going on over the weekend. Just so you guys know, Brewers back at it tomorrow. It's a 3:00 start. On Deck Show will get you ready at 2:00. And after the last pitch, you make the switch. We'll meet you right back here. But, oh, by the way, there's a basketball game tomorrow night, too. And a big one.
Yeah, and then Sunday's the biggest day in auto racing. So... there's tons going on all weekend.
So
long.
Indy 500 is Sunday?
Well, it starts out with the Grand Prix of Monaco in F1
bright and
early in the morning, which is boring as hell. You can sleep right through that. Then the Indy 500, and then the Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR.
Okay, so the Indy 500 is not on Monday, it's on Sunday?
On Sunday.
It's on Sunday.
Yep.
We need to talk about that a little bit tomorrow night on the show.
Sounds good.
All right. And then on Monday... Memorial Day Monday. There's a baseball game at night. There's going to be a basketball game at night, right? That's going to be a party headquarters down in the district.
Maybe.
There's going to be a game 7, right, Monday?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking. Hey, thanks to our staff at Miller Park. Nice job. And for Sam Schmitz, nice job behind the glass. For Jeff Orlowski, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night after Game 2. And remember, as always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.